The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air with Rose Gray for Saturday, June 27th. Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Not bad, thank you.
I did a little getaway.
Did you?
I went to Eagle River, Wisconsin.
Tell me about Eagle River.
Hey, it was pretty darn nice. We stayed at Wild Eagle Lodge.
Okay.
And had about 18 of us in a group of kind of extended friends that were celebrating various birthdays, etc. And it was really cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I can't be in Alaska or Europe, I guess I'll be in Eagle River, Wisconsin.
Were the Northwoods kicking?
They were kicking.
Yeah.
It was not full by any stretch of the imagination. And I talked to the front desk just a bit. They've definitely relaxed any cancellation policy. They had a 4-week cancellation policy when we made these bookings months and months and months ago, and all of a sudden all of that was relaxed. And if anybody didn't feel comfortable, they were very very kind in refunding people's money.
So if somebody wanted to get away, they could. You could find it.
Yeah.
I just there's a guy I'm connected to on Twitter that said just on like the last minute he went to Door County and is loving it up there.
Yeah.
So people are traveling. They're traveling not far, but they're getting places. So,
right. And we just have to be careful. That's the whole thing, right?
I mean,
we did not go to restaurants or anything like that. We all brought food in and cooked in our units, etc. So
is that a vacation then?
I didn't do any cooking. They knew what to tell me to bring, and it did not involve cooking.
It had a twist top.
Exactly.
That's what it had. All right. Well, Rose is here. How about you? Join us on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text line. That number is 855-616-1620. That's what Joe did. I think even before the show started, Joe, you called in early. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I did. I have a question about getting my passport renewed. It expires in August, and of course, with COVID-19 and everything, I've just been hunting and pecking around the website. I want to get it renewed, of course, but I can't really get much done. My wife had hers submitted like in February, and it stalled. Rose, what do you know about renewing passports?
Well, they're trying very hard to open in phases. And according to the website travel.state.gov, which is the official website where the passport information is, there are a number of their agencies, and they've got agencies around the U.S. So they've got a Chicago agency where many of the passports from this area are processed. Buffalo, Arkansas, Minneapolis, Honolulu, they're all over the place. And they're opening in phases. So we're into phase one. And you can actually get more information about what those phases are going to look like and how they're progressing. They're bringing more and more people back. But there's a very cool frequently asked questions section that answers some of these questions, one of which was, why can't employees work on passport applications from home? Everybody else is working from home. Why can't they? But of course, to protect everybody's identification, that's not a possibility. So right now, they are open for life or death emergency situations. But the sad state of affairs is right now, you're just going to have to probably wait. There are no expedited opportunities for passports. And you can certainly apply now. But unless you've got a life or death situation, they're asking that you wait. And just keep monitoring the situation and watching their phased reopening plan.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you. All right, let's take a break. We're going to be back. Got a question about a VRBO in Colorado, talking about airfare in December. We got a bunch. We're going to have an active show. Get in early. Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line to call Rose Gray is 855-616-1620. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yes, you are. It's 916, 80 degrees. WTMJ forecast, partly sunny, going to be a warm, humid day. Good. 84 for the high. Tonight, few clouds, patchy fog, 65. Nice one tomorrow, partly sunny, 79. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, kind of the same. Partly cloudy, humid all 3 days. 85 on Monday, 86 on Tuesday, 85 on Wednesday. It's 80 degrees at WTMJ, and we're going to go to Cudahy. That's where Nate is. Hey, Nate.
Hey, good morning.
Good
hey,
morning.
Nate. Hi, Nate. This would be the part where you talk.
Hi. Oh, okay.
You're up, Nate.
No, you're on, baby.
I'm planning on traveling to a VRBO in Colorado in August, and my friend is coming from Arizona. We're both driving. We need to pay the second half of this in July, and that's also the same day when we could cancel. I'm wondering about, especially with the outbreaks in Arizona, I've heard, for example, New York and New Jersey are limiting people coming from certain states and requiring a quarantine. What kind of protection should we be looking at to make sure that something like that doesn't happen, 6 weeks from now?
Yeah, it's sadly, there are really no insurances probably that are going to cover this, because this is going to be a COVID-related situation. Now, you said your final payment is due in July, so you've got a little bit of time to see what happens, because you are absolutely right. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are basically insisting that Arizona residents that arrive in their states have to self-quarantine. That could easily expand to more states as other people start realizing that the outbreak in Arizona is spiking again. And that basically just happened on the 24th of June. So anything's possible there. There are other states that have self-quarantine orders in place as well, including Alabama and Florida and Texas and a few others. So all you can do is take a wait and see. My advice to you is, do you have any contact with the actual VRBO people where you can have a discussion with them about this and ask them how strict that policy is going to be, considering one of the people will be coming from Arizona?
We can do that. And I've got about a week and a half yet before we have to make our final payment. But I guess kind of one of the things I was thinking is, being at a VRBO, would that be self-quarantining?
Oh, absolutely. It's just a matter of, you have to stay in, this person can cross the border and drive to wherever this VRBO is, but this person cannot go to a restaurant. This person cannot go and do any outdoor activities where he would be interacting with anybody else other than you, who have agreed to stay with this person. So yeah, the VRBO could be a self-quarantine situation. Absolutely.
Bring some board games.
Right. And yeah, if you were going to do hiking and all those kinds of things, that's perfectly fine. It's a matter of, if you were going to go to some kind of an event where you are going to be with a group of people, or you were planning on going to restaurants or any of those kinds of things, that would not be a possibility.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we were thinking. I wasn't sure how you would quarantine in a state. If, I know if you go to a hotel, you got to stay in a hotel. VRBO, probably the same thing. But, I mean, it isn't like there's going to be anybody there monitoring us.
Right.
That we're in our and we were planning on that area just because it was a place where we could go and not do anything else. Bring our own food, do all our own cooking.
Right.
All our entertainment on one site.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So yes, self-quarantining is possible in a condo, villa, apartment, VRBO, standing alone home. Absolutely.
Cool. Nate, have fun if you do it. I could chill.
Yeah. That would not be a that's kind of what we did in Eagle River.
Yeah.
We went to this place and pretty much we were on a pontoon boat.
Okay.
We did go to a golf course.
Oh, I saw the pictures. Yes.
go to a golf course. But yeah, so I mean, it's just a matter of what you are looking for and what kind of experience you're looking for.
Okay. Going to Franklin, that's where Rudy is. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning. Rose, I have a question for you. I was looking at going to Cancun this December over Christmas. And usually one of the biggest motivations to going there is direct flights out of Milwaukee, affordable, not only pricing with airfare, but also with resorts. However, in my preliminary research, it seems like it's very difficult to find a direct flight from either Milwaukee or also O'Hare.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, do you have any insight as to what the airline's plans are, or, you know, do you foresee that that possibly opening up here in the near future?
Well, here's the deal. So typically when you're seeing those nonstop flights out of Milwaukee, those are charters with ALG, Apple Leisure Group, which is Funjet, Apple Vacations. They had put in place for many, many years, starting around Christmas time, nonstop charter service. So it's not the airline, it's the tour company that actually bundles that whole process together and makes for these packages. Right now, they're in a state of wait and see. They're very reluctant to start getting those up and offering those because that's a risky business. We actually even call those risk flights because the tour company is responsible to fill every seat on that plane. Unlike when they sell scheduled air in their bundle packages and they have a contract with that airline and that's kind of how that works, and anything they don't sell, the airline gets back. So I do know that if you look on weekends, you should be able to fly American, United, and possibly Spirit Airline nonstop out of Chicago. Frontier had nonstop service from Chicago to Cancun throughout July, and then they decided to suspend that, and I believe they're starting now on the 4th of August. So there should be nonstop service on Frontier out of Chicago as well.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, you're welcome.
Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate it. It's 9:23. We will be back. You want to join Rose? We're at 855-616-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
925 at WTMJ, and the Fox World Travel Show is on the air. The website for you, and you should check it out, is foxworldtravel.com. I think it's a great, really well-built website. Your team puts a nice job on that. You do business travel, you do vacation travel. Right on the front page is coronavirus updates. And let me tell you, this changes all the time. Now, we had that call earlier from, was it Nate? Nate was talking about going to
Colorado,
and then he's got a buddy coming in from Arizona, and what do you do? This situation changes so quickly. You're looking at New York, where they're probably going to quarantine anybody that's coming into the state. You look at what's going on with Florida. I was with a friend last night. She's an attorney, maybe going to do a deposition in Florida, and you think, can you even do that? You got to fly to Florida. How are you going to do that?
Well, I think you just go straight to your hotel, and then the people who are going to take your deposition have to come to you.
Yes. Other breaking news, congratulations.
Yay!
I understand congratulations in order for Fox World Travel. Way to go. So tell me.
So we got news, I believe it was either late Thursday or Friday, that once again, Fox World Travel made the power list with Travel Weekly, which is a really, really big deal. And basically, we moved up from 27th to 26th this year, which means essentially we're the 26th largest travel agency in the United States.
In the whole country.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
That's very cool. So
that's really cool.
It's based on sales. And as you point out, every week we do business travel and vacation travel. And business travel is transactional based. It's airline tickets. And airline tickets are a big part of that achievement, but certainly everybody groups and vacations, and everybody contributes, and it's an honor, and we're excited about it.
You know, I thought, I mean, what industry has not been impacted by technology? But when the web first started come in, I thought for sure that the travel agents would just be nearly put out of business, and the exact opposite is true. I think you guys are thriving, and because the thing is, yeah, you can book yourself, wait till something goes wrong,
yeah.
Right?
Oh.
And high-end travel is not, I mean, it costs money. I mean, don't you want to ensure the things are going to go well when something goes wrong?
You've been
out on group tours where one aspect of the trip changes who's going to bat for you.
Well, and that's just it. And so I love the technical side of this business. I mean, we have created some amazing things for our business travelers and our business travel accounts. When it comes to vacation, certainly you can DIY it. Absolutely. You can color your own hair, you can change your own oil, and you can book your own vacation. I don't want to do any of those things. Thank you very much.
Two of those things could be an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
Yes. You probably get your oil changed. That's the one that would work. Coloring your own hair, forget it.
Yeah.
Couple of text questions. Is the Canadian border open?
It's open as far as people who are flying in, but if you're crossing it, it is not. It's very weird. Like, for example, my sister who lives in British Columbia would love to come and see my mother. But when she returns home, she has to quarantine for 14 days. Mm. So she also could not drive across the border right now, nor could we drive across the border to see her.
Have you visited her up in the BC?
Well, sure. But we used to have this little trick to save money. We would fly into Spokane, Washington, which is about 5 hours away. And then we would drive across the border to see her. Now we would have to fly into Kelowna, British Columbia, which is the region in which she lives.
That's a beautiful drive, though, isn't
it? Oh, my gosh. And wineries. And the last time we did it, though, it was for her wedding, I think 5 years ago, 4 years ago. There were a lot of volcanic things going on at the time, and there was dust and all kinds of that kind of thing. So it wasn't that scenic.
Well, considering this year, 2020, why not a volcano? That's what's next. And then final text question from Dan in Whitefish Bay. Did Rose catch a muskellunge while in Eagle River?
Eight perch.
Same thing. No, I know. That's what my boss does. Dave Spano is a musky fisherman.
Yeah. Yep.
Really, really good one.
No. I got my fishing license for the first time in a really, really, really long time. They're giving deals out right now, by the way.
On fishing licenses?
DNR, yeah. If you've never had one in the last 10 years, they're $5 for a year.
Oh, that's a deal there.
I know.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ, 81 degrees. Yeah, it's a nice summer weekend. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We're open at 855-616-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. I can't imagine a business that is changing faster than travel, because every single region now, as the coronavirus cases pop back up, they're going to have certain restrictions. Is the European Union maybe is going to ban travelers from the United States?
It looks like that. That's what we're hearing. And I did copious amounts of reading last night and this morning before I got here, just to be prepared for this, because it hasn't been determined yet. But it looks like when they reconvene on Monday, that is the direction that they're headed.
Okay. And then, was it American Airlines that were going to start fully booking their flights?
Yeah. So, you know, everybody was trying to be very accommodating. Every airline, as they started opening up, said, you don't want to be, you don't want to have anybody in a middle seat. That'll be fine. But you cannot operate profitably if you do not have capacity, high load factors.
Okay.
And so it doesn't make any sense. And so now they're just saying everybody has to wear a mask, and they hand you a bag and it's got your pretzels and your bottle of water in it. And please don't take your mask off unless you're going to be drinking or eating, and that's it. And there have been some reports of people who haven't followed along with that and what they're doing to those people and all that kind of thing. But at this point in time, just wear the mask. That's what you got to do.
So you did a trip last week to northern Wisconsin.
Yep.
And then Nate called in. He's going to do
Colorado.
Would you fly somewhere and just chill?
I would.
You would. I would too.
I would absolutely just chill. I read with very much interest an article in one of the travel publications called Travel Pulse. And it was, here's what it's like traveling to Cancun and the Riviera Maya right now. So this team of husband and wife travel agents who own a travel agency in the Pennsylvania area found out, as we all did, that the Riviera Maya Cancun area was open. And so what they did is they reached out to some crazy amount, like 17 resorts. And they went down there and they reached out to one of our ground handler partners. And they reached out to Charisma, and that would be all of the Eldorado properties and the Generations properties. And they reached out to the Palace Resorts and the Barcelo Resorts. And they gave them what we would call a fam trip. In other words, a familiarization trip.
Sure.
And they went to each one of these resorts in a very short time period. So they were doing 4 and 5 and 6 a day and asking them, what are your safety precautions? What are your health protocols? Show us, tell us, wow us, so we can go back and speak sensibly to our customers. And man, I mean, they flew out of Philadelphia. They told everybody what it was like on their American Airlines flight. Everybody wore masks. Alcohol was not being served. The plane was about half empty. They were met by Lomas, who is one of our ground handler partners. They had a private vehicle booked for themselves. The driver wore a mask. He asked if they needed masks. They said no, they had them. They put them on. He told them how they had cleaned that vehicle and all of those kinds of things. And he was their driver for the next several days as they went to 6 nights, 13 properties.
And they got fed where?
At their hotel, probably. Okay. And many times when you have these kinds of site inspections set up, they'll do it over lunch hour because they also want to show you not only their rooms and their safety precautions and all that, they want to show you what it's like to eat at their property as well. So they probably had a bunch of lunches and dinners at various ones of various of these as well. So they took a couple pictures and they posted them, and they showed how the social distancing looked in the Philadelphia airport, and everybody was social distancing through TSA and that kind of thing. So and there are some deals to be had out there if you're in that market.
And there's some people that just, they got to get out.
Yeah.
Right?
They're
just done. I mean, if I could get to Boulder, Colorado, you know, just get a little place and just, I guess what I'd be worried about is, you know, can I get groceries? Can I get, you know, but let me tell you, I'll sit on the porch and look at the mountains. Well, I'm good with that.
Precisely. I could read a book. But I feel like I'm still wearing a mask when I go into a grocery store. I'm still wearing a mask when I go into any, you know, place where that. So that's a personal thing, and it's become a bit of a political thing as well. And
really?
I don't even want to go there. Yeah.
All right.
I don't even want to go there, but that's what's going on.
All right. We'll be back. Join us 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. Website, foxworldtravel.com.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
A lovely day. Nice weekend. 80 degrees right now. Oh, 81. We'll round up. Partly sunny, warm, humid today. 84 for the high. A few clouds tonight. Patchy fog down to 65. Partly sunny. Nice tomorrow. 79. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, pretty much the same. Partly cloudy, humid, scattered thunder showers. 85 Monday, 86 Tuesday, 85 on Wednesday. It's 81 at WTMJ. This is the Fox World Travel Show. And let's go to Kansasville. That's where Mary is. Hey, Mary.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have talked with you in the past, and I talked with you about a year ago, and we set up a trip to Paris with me, who is 60, and my daughter, who is 30. We used your specialist in Brookfield in France, and it was a dream.
Oh.
So I just wanted to, it was so amazing. And what you said about, you know, having the specialist made it possible, because we were like, oh, maybe we can do this on ourselves. But had we not had that phone number for help, just in case something went wrong, it would have been a different experience. And so right down to the drivers showing up at the hotel 5 minutes before in plenty of time to get us where we needed to go was just a gift.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say.
I do mean that.
Thank you.
And so I don't know what the world's going to bring, as do any of us. But my daughter and I have already said, you know, this is our decade. Who knows what's coming? So what do you think of not knowing? But once again, like 12 days, if the world opens up, a flight into Paris, just like 3 or 4 days, because we had the opportunity to see it. But then a train down to the south and leaving from Marseille, I believe is the other airport. Last year we left from Nice, and then we'd love to see that southern part. Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, yes. That is absolutely beautiful. And actually, if you can make your way all the way down to Monaco, it is worth the money you would spend for just 2 days of walking around with your mouth hanging open, looking at how the rich live, because it's beautiful, mountainous. The whole little Monaco experience is something that we often do at the end of a number of our South of France type trips, and it's just a really cool way to end it. But yes, that whole French Riviera is absolutely fantastic, just divine. And Marseille is a little tricky to get out of, so on occasion we do have to look at flights back out of Nice again. So you take the train back up to Nice and fly out of Nice, which may save you some money and may also be more convenient for you logistically.
When you say tricky to get out of, I guess we were thinking because we wanted to explore that area.
Yep.
Maybe some of the wine, the mountains, because it was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, and the wine is divine.
Not as many.
It's because the service is
inexpensive. It's like, oh my God.
The service is a little limited. That's the whole thing. So what I would probably do is I would have my specialist do it backwards. I would start looking at flights out of Marseille and then base my whole trip. You can still start in Paris like you want to, but I would still go backwards and find out what days of the week I have the best opportunities to fly out of Marseille, and then work backwards and construct your itinerary that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it works. It absolutely works. It's just you have to be a little flexible. And sounds like you are, so that would be good.
Okay, and thanks for your input. Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
I had listened to your show a couple of weeks ago, and I was in the situation with a 92-year-old mom in the Keys, joyously, but how do we get her home now?
Oh.
And I listened, and you had a person who was on, who was in kind of the same situation. They had to get a parent from Arizona home, and I was just, well, what do we do with my siblings? What we ended up doing was I had a sibling down in the Keys, and I said, I'm going to have to trust in the universe a little bit here. So we were able to get a direct flight from Key West to Chicago and then trust that the wheelchair service would be there.
Well,
and
they did.
And it made our lives doable. And my mom said, you know, they send these people all the time. You have to trust it. She's 92, aware of all that. So my sister could drop her off at the airport. They took her to where she needed to get on at the gate. She got on the plane. There were about 20 people on the plane. She wore a mask. They got her off the plane. They set her, you know, got her settled in a wheelchair. Because the flight was about 20 minutes early, that was the one thing that, you know, when I walked in the airport, where's mom? But I was seeing other people escorted in a wheelchair by the help that they have. I was able to call her, and she said, you know, I'll just wait here. And she said the stewardess asked her repeatedly, are you okay? Are you okay? And then it was a young man that, you know, came, met her in the wheelchair, brought her down to the baggage area, and then wheeled us out. My husband was like those two doors down, and he just was, it just made our lives work. And I am so grateful. So if there's other people in those situations where you don't want to have to fly down, quarantine for 2 weeks and then fly back, I cannot tell you how grateful I am that that worked for us.
Well, so this has just been an uplifting call all the way around.
Don't you just want to
thank you.
Bite her? She's so cute.
My
thank
gosh.
You, Mary. Thank you for a call. We're going to talk about the Caribbean, cover the Lake Express Ferry, and maybe talk about Nashville. That's on the way on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:53 at WTMJ, getting right to Janesville. That's where Richard is. Hey, Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Rose, question for you.
Yeah.
Many of your all-inclusives now are opening up in Mexico and the Caribbean, and they just love to have guests. But air travel now, compounded by the TSA insufficiencies in many places, heightens your risk for COVID. Now, since the incubation period for COVID could be only 3 to 4 days, what happens to a traveler if they have to quarantine on the 4th or 5th day of a 7th day vacation and they're stuck at these resorts? Do the resorts have any obligation for room and board or anything like that?
Well, I was just on a webinar because Jamaica is opening up in a very unique way. Unlike Cancun, Riviera Maya, Jamaica has got very strict protocol whereby you have to fill out a form prior to your arrival. And of course, it's at your own discretion, and we're trusting that you're going to be honest. Do you have symptoms? Have you had it? That kind of a thing. And then while you are there, your temperature is taken daily. And the question was asked while I was on the webinar, what do you do if somebody has an elevated temperature and does have to be quarantined? They have health care facility either contracted with off property, or they actually have something on property in many of the cases where they're very big, where they will be quarantining people. Now that's Jamaica. So each one of these places, each one of these countries, each one of these destinations and regions as they open up are having to have different answers for that. With it is my understanding that if that were to happen to you in Cancun, Riviera Maya, that would be at your own expense. In Jamaica, the government is picking up the tab on that, and they're saying that if you go to the one that they put you at, it is between $35 and $45 a day, and that's your responsibility. That's an administrative fee, they're calling it. But if that was to happen to you, say, for example, in Riviera Maya, that would be at your own expense.
We're running a little late on time. Got a question about Lake Express Ferry, which is running, by
there
the way.
You go.
I looked on their website, and let's go to South Milwaukee. That's where Bruce is. Hey, Bruce. Bruce. Okay, thank you.
Well, Bruce was asking us if there are packages to Nashville, is what he was hoping to ask.
And?
Of course there are. There are packages anywhere. Basically, we have a number of partners that we work with who have bundled those things nicely, and it can be as simple as an airfare and a hotel stay, or as more complicated to include transfers, tickets to various attractions, tickets to shows, maybe it's a half-day sightseeing city tour, those kinds of things. All of that can be worked out for you. Almost any city, I would say.
However, yes. Nashville, bar scene.
That would be the place I probably wouldn't go right now. Now, certainly when things open up a little more, yes. But when you think of Nashville, it's honky-tonks. It's bars. Mm-hmm. You're going to see the entertainment, and the entertainment typically is in bars.
And so, the Opry, I don't even know if that's open.
I'm not sure about that.
They're probably distance things.
I would say so. Yeah, but yeah, Nashville's one of those places that did kind of start opening back up a little bit. But everybody has to take precautions, and everybody needs to stay on top of this at all times, because as Danny said, this is so fluid. Things are just changing minute by minute.
Well, you're looking at New York, you're looking at Florida, you're looking at Arizona, and if New York doesn't forbid, but if you go to New York, you got to stay there for 14 days to self-quarantine.
Right.
I mean, people aren't going to be doing that. Florida is getting turned upside down. Texas is getting turned upside down. Politics aside, wear your stinking mask, you know. Wash it, and then it won't be stinking.
I couldn't have said it better.
Then it won't be.
Right.
You know, I'm always carrying a mask. I have no problem. I mean, if the majority of people are doing it, it's fine. You know,
it may become the norm. It may absolutely.
Well, you know what? After SARS, I remember seeing for years, I saw pictures of people in Asia. They were just normally wearing masks all the time.
Yes. And there was a stigma attached at one point in time, and I think it is reversed now. I think there's actually a stigma if you don't wear them. So
I actually kind of like mine. I think it's pretty cool.
I don't feel that bad about it. I will have one with me at all times, and if that meant I could go on a trip, you bet I'd wear it.
Before we leave you, Fox World Travel received a new report card. Way to go. What was
thank
that?
Thank you. So the Travel Weekly Power List came out at the end of last week, and Fox World Travel made a move up from 27th to 26th, which basically indicates we are the 26th largest travel agency in the United States. Here we are, third generation, family-owned, little old Oshkosh-based Fox World Travel, 26th largest travel agency in the U.S. So, boy, have we grown, and we hope to keep doing that. I'm sure we will. This is just a blip on the radar, bump in the road. Got to get past it, and we will.
Thank you, my friend. See you next week. There you go.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.